Welcome to the Junk Refund Show, hosted by Alan J. Cook, founder of 1-800-JUNK-REFUND. Have you ever paid those expensive junk removal companies to take away some of your stuff, only to say to yourself, as a truck drives off down the street, some of that stuff wasn't junk? Did they try to sell it for you and give you some money back? No. Well, now there is a company that can do just that. Listen to our weekly Junk Refund Show on BBS Radio TV to learn how one lady spent $375 on junk removal and got $3,200 back. 1-800-JUNK-REFUND represents the next generation of junk removal. Learn how to not only save your money on junk removal, but how to get some money coming back. Plus, purchase one of our radio vouchers during the show to save even more on your junk removal. Let's get the junk out of your home and out of your life. Now, with your host, Alan J. Cook.
Hey, welcome everybody, and happy Thanksgiving. I am coming to you from Washington, D.C., where I am attending a church Thanksgiving dinner that we've put on that has maybe, 70, 80, 90 people in there, something like that. And I just had the idea, because our producers at BBS Radio, Don and Doug Newsom, are so cool, they're recording this show live right now on Thanksgiving, and because we have a church party here today, I just thought, you know what, I'm going to just ask some of these cool people in this church group to come in and share something with us that they're thankful for. And I'm starting off with the very best. His name's Andre, and he's my buddy that I've known for, three years now, and Tell him, Andre, just a little bit about you and where you're from, and then I want you to tell us something on Thanksgiving that you're thankful for.
My name is Andre. I'm from Washington, D.C., and I met the sisters online in 21. I do Facebook every morning.
Tell them what the sisters are.
The missionary sisters.
Okay, the young missionary sisters.
Sisters. I met them on Facebook. I put through the book of Proverbs every morning, and they followed it, and they asked me, well, Andre, you read anything inside Proverbs? I said, no. So the sister was like, I'm going to send you a book. And when you get the book, I want you to go to this, call me up, and you'll read it. She sent me to The Natural Man is the Enemy to God in the Book of Mormon. And once I read it, it hit my spirit. I knew that was the book that God wanted me to go. So I started going to church more, meeting the people. Went out to Utah the last two Octobers to the General Conference. And well, I'm grateful for the new friends I have in my life. I'm grateful for the new friends that Heavenly Father put in my life, and they guide me, such as Brother Allen. We text each other often, and we text each other inspirational messages that lift us up every morning.
Andre does that to me. He sends me every morning. He's done this for years. Some kind of like a biblical or just a spiritual text message to lift me up and help me have a good day. And he's done that for a number of people in our congregation, just out of the goodness of his heart. That's what kind of a guy he is. So go ahead.
And, you know, what brings me the joy is because they love it. It brings them joy, so it brings me joy. You know, and as I've been a member of the church, I came to realize that, you know, Heavenly Father don't do nothing for you just for you. He don't bless you just for you. You have to share your blessing. He don't bring you joy just for you. You have to share your joy. You got to put smiles on people's face. Whatever, you got to greet them with kindness every day. Uplift their spirits. And that's where I be at. Greeting people with kindness, uplifting their spirit, just being generous with people, all the kindness of my heart.
Tell one of the things, you're a great example of a lot of things, and you can probably tell just from listening to Andre, he has a really good, outgoing, friendly spirit about him. And for the three years that I've been coming here, he's the guy at the chapel doors that greets you, gives you a big hug, welcomes you in, I mean, it couldn't be done any better than Andre does it. And because he's the greeter, everybody knows him, everybody loves him, and everybody respects what he does. Tell these folks another aspect about you that's really impressive to me, which shows how grateful you are for coming here and the people that you know here. I don't know if you still do this, but you used to ride a bike to church.
I ride my bike every hour, yes.
How long does it take you to get here?
It takes me like 30 minutes. It takes me from 40 to 45 minutes. I ride my bike to church every Sunday. I ride my bike to church. I ride my bike every day.
See, and I asked him, you know, maybe a year, year and a half ago, I said, hey, by the way, I've got a pickup truck. And I said, hey, if you ever need a ride back home, you just let me know. But I guess I'm saying for those of you that are kind of out there saying, oh, I don't have time, or if, you know, I've got to drive 10 or 15 minutes to get to church or whatever, here's a guy who is so thankful for it that he rides his bike 45 minutes one way to get here Sunday mornings at, let's say, 10 o'clock. That's a wonderful example.
Yes, it is.
It is. And it's, and then he turns around and rides it back home. That's the effort he puts out to come here, and I just think it's great. Is there anything else you want to say to people on Thanksgiving Day? Anything else you're thankful for that you want to say?
Yes, I want to say when Brother Allen first offered me the ride, it was drizzling that day. It was raining that day, too. He said, I got a truck. Come on, I can take you home. I can take you home now. Like, Brother, I got it. I'm good. Right, I'm good. And he's like, you know what, Brother? More people should start doing that to find ways and not relying on to get here. You know, no matter what, I'm going to get to church because, you know, it's the joy that the church brings me. And it's the people that Heavenly Father brought into my life that bring me the joy, such as Brother Allen, such as our Bishop Kimball. You know, they bring me so much joy, and they guide me. They guide me. The advice they give me guide me on a straight path. And I'm grateful for them, thankful. And I tell everyone every day, you know, I wake up with an attitude of gratitude every day because I know where I come from. I know where I come from. I know where he brought me to. And I have to be grateful just for the little things. Thank you.
That's perfect. Well said.
Thank you, bro.
This was not rehearsed, folks. We've got a church party literally going on, big Thanksgiving party, right down the hallway from here. And I'm just inviting people to come in here like one at a time and just share some thoughts on what they're thankful for. You know, Amanita, right? Go grab her, have her come over here, will you?
Okay.
Tell her where this is, too. Just make sure she knows. Okay, awesome. Thanks, man. So as they're in there, you know, eating some more pumpkin pie and stuff in the, we call it a cultural hall, a gymnasium kind of thing, I'm just pulling people out one at a time to have them come in here and talk to you about how grateful they are. And my point is I want you to feel the spirit of love that exists in this congregation. It's really unique, and it's fun to be a part of. It's the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. It's on 4901 16th Street Northwest in Washington, D.C. And we get all kinds of people coming here on Sundays to go to church. Andre rides his bike 45 minutes one way. This program is not, I'm trying to be careful how it is because I'm not trying to do a pro-church or pro-congregation or any kind of a proselyting program. I just happen to be at a church where we're having a church meal, and I'm inviting some of these folks that I've gotten to know through the church to just come in and share some thoughts with you about stuff that they're grateful for. And these are people from all different ethnic backgrounds, all different economic backgrounds, all different educational backgrounds. They all have a story, and that story is a fascinating story when you get a chance to just sit down and kind of listen to it. And I wanted you to get a chance to do this when I realized this morning that I'll be here doing this radio show, and that I could be here doing this radio show today at the same time that we've got a Thanksgiving church gathering going on. The light kind of went on. I thought, hey, I want you to get to know a lot of these folks that I've had the privilege of getting to know in the last few years because of where I come. One thing, you're listening to the Junk Refund Show. The purpose of this show is to teach people how to get the junk out of their homes and out of their garages and stuff like that, but also out of their lives. And that's where we tend to have an awful lot of fun talking about a bunch of different things that people can do that way. And I'm just...
Sit here?
Yeah, have a seat right there. And I'm just thrilled to be able to do this. This is my friend Amanita, who can balance a watermelon on her head and dance at the same time, among other things. This is a talented lady. Tell everybody, mm-hmm. just tell everybody where you're from, a little bit about you.
Okay, a little bit about me. I was born in Sierra Leone. That's the northern part of Sierra Leone, Petrel. I came here when I was 27. I'm almost 66. My life, I'm full of life. I love to laugh. I love to entertain people.
And she's very good.
More like a people's person. And I always, I'm a peacemaker. I love to just be around people.
Yes, and you're very good at it. You have one of those awesome outgoing personalities. Yeah.
So I've been here almost 40 years. I came in 1986. And I ran a hot dog stand. Well, I was a caregiver for 3 years, and I had to pick up my sister's business, the hot dog stand, from 1988 to now. I do it once in a while because it's nice, nothing. It's too slow. And
so you know food really well, don't you?
Yes.
She is very generous with her time and with bringing food to the congregation on a regular basis, and she's very good at serving it up and doing all kinds of things. One of the reasons I love her is because she has a little, let's call it a food stand, down at Nationals Park. So when I get off the subway to go to a Washington Nationals baseball game, I head straight for her stand because she's always very generous in what she gives away to me, and I always try to pay her at least what it's worth and maybe more to just tell her thanks. But she's my gal that I go to outside the gates of a Washington Nationals game because I just like to see her, and she has great, you know, peanuts and sodas and waters and all that kind of stuff. And it's really awesome. One time she balanced a watermelon on her head, and I filmed it while I was there outside of Nationals Park, and I put that up on Facebook, and that always gets a lot of praise and a lot of attention. Tell everybody, because today's Thanksgiving, just tell them something that you're really thankful for.
I'm very, very thankful for life, for the gift of life. My family, my both my Muslim brothers and sisters, my church family, all the churches around the world. I'm just grateful for children. I love children. I love babies. And I'm just grateful for America because America has offered me so much. Because though I don't save money, but I was privileged to come here to be able to help my father out of over 40 of us. I'm just grateful that God gave me the strength to work every day, no matter what condition, any type of job I'll pick up. I clean houses. I can do anything to make a living. Yeah. So I'm just grateful for Heavenly Father's grace, loving kindness and tender mercies that he has towards us, all of us.
That's well said. That's really well said. Thank you for coming in and sharing your Thanksgiving Day thoughts with us. When you go back in there, mm-hmm. will you tap either Peter Christensen or Hanek on the shoulder and have them come in there?
Okay.
Make sure they know where to come, will you? Thank you so much. You're a great lady. So there you go. There's... two for two kind of gives you a sense of what things are like here. I gave her a couple more names of people that she can go invite to come in, and we'll just see who pops in the door next. I hope you're all having some pumpkin pie. I just had a slice with some whipped cream on it. I intend to get some more. Thank you to Costco. I think we got a bunch of pumpkin pies for the church group here from Costco today. And they are inexpensive, and they're big, and they're really good. And so I'm having a ball with that. A great exercise to do, particularly if you're feeling down, if you're feeling discouraged, if you're feeling kind of negative, if something is just not working out for you, is to take out your phone or a piece of paper and just start thinking about things that you're grateful for, especially on Thanksgiving Day. It's a perfect day to do that. I have run 10K races before. And as I started going through, I thought, let's see, what can I do to just to just kind of keep track of things I'm thankful for. And I started counting off with my fingers as I ran different things I was thankful for. And pretty soon I was up to 100, and it was kind of easy to do. A good friend of mine named Peter Christensen just came in. I invited him to come in and just share something that he's thankful for. I'm going to tell you my understanding of his background here in D.C., and then I'll let him correct me where I go wrong. And then you share something with us that you're thankful for.
Or maybe I should begin by my background, Alan.
Well, let me tell you what I've seen. He came here from Colorado a number of years ago.
That part's true. You're starting out well.
Okay. Professionally, I believe their belief was this would be a short-term assignment, maybe 6 months to a year, something like that, is what I understood. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And after being here for about 6 months, the powers that be kind of tagged him and said, hey, Peter, would you be the bishop of this congregation? That's like a 5-year deal. And he's not paid financially for that, but I believe they tagged you pretty quick to be the bishop not long after you were here. Am I right?
That is correct. To our betterment, we were asked to stay and be involved in this loving, caring group of church members, and we got to serve for 5 years.
So he served for 5 years. Then they stayed here for a few more years, helping us out with like a weekly Bible study class and a number of other things that they do. And somewhere, let's just say 6 months ago, they came to him, the church came to him and said, hey, would you be the president, the overseer of the work that goes on in the Washington, D.C. temple, which is a very big deal. It's a very big temple. It's a very big deal, and that is a 3-year commitment. And he and his wonderful family, remember, he came here thinking, you know, short-term assignment. He's been here for
at least years.
I was going to say a decade.
Ten
marvelous years. So these are just really good-hearted. The Christensen family means the world to people in our congregation and congregations beyond us out here because they're always doing such great work. So I have two questions for you. One, because it's Thanksgiving Day, share with people something that you're thankful for.
Yes.
And number two, I'm going to ask you the same question I asked the president of the Helena, Montana Temple about 6 months when I was out there. He had been on the job for 4 months,
mm-hmm.
and I asked him, what's the biggest thing you've learned so far in your service as president of the temple? So those are my two questions for you.
Okay. Well,
start with your Thanksgiving.
The first one, Alan, I mean it when I say to you that this is such a wonderful, wonderful day to celebrate all that we've been given and to internally enumerate our blessings by thinking and counting of those. But as you isolate one blessing, for me, it is the blessing of extended family. We often think first of our immediate family, but we're sitting in a gathering of people right now who many of them are strangers, but as we count blessings individually and collectively, we become family. We become this extended family. And so even though we've got strangers among us, they melt into friends and extended family. And so I'm counting on this day those who think about and love one another as extended family. And Alan would be one of those. He really would. He's a member of my extended family. And as we get to know each other as strangers and care for each other, we are extended family. The second learning in the temple was the power that God makes manifest through his requested and his blessed ordinances on the earth. We believe in our faith that there are beautiful, beautiful sacred privileges that take place that God gives to us. And when we are obedient to and we follow those, there's these blessings. And the attendant to that, just lastly, is...
Yeah, go ahead.
The Washington, D.C. Temple functions with 1,300 or 1,400 volunteers. These volunteers each have a weekly shift, or about weekly. They come for a period of 4 or 5 hours to worship and serve together. This group of volunteers has shown me what I think Kevin will be like.
That's well said. That's well said. And I've talked about on this show before a little spiritual hobby of going around and visiting these different temples around the United States and other places like that. And I have the privilege in doing that of bumping shoulders with these awesome volunteer workers all around the country. And they are some of the finest, kindest, most generous people on the planet. That's just who's there. And it you meet these folks and it makes you feel like you've walked into heaven, because those are the kind of people that are probably going to be there, right, making you feel so comfortable.
Without any exclusion for any other faith or anyone else, these folks just love the Lord and love being in the presence of His Holy Spirit. And so I agree, Alan. These people, I believe, will be in a heavenly place and way, and in a kingdom that has been granted by a loving Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's well said.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Thank you. grab Michael, or have your wife come in. I don't care. I didn't say anything to your wife about
this. No, but I'll have Michael stay.
Have Michael come in.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. So we're going to take a break for a second while we get some more of these cool people to come in, and we're bringing them in from all different walks of life. You're listening to the Junk Refund Show on bbsradio.com. Shout out to all our friends on our new station, PNEU, up in New York City, 102.7 FM. And we'll be back in about a minute. We'll keep talking to people who are grateful for stuff on Thanksgiving. I'll be right back.
Have you ever hired one of those expensive junk removal companies, then wondered what they did with the stuff? Especially the good stuff. At 1-800-JUNK-REFUND, we junk the junk. Recycle stuff like metal and wire. Donate items and get you receipts. And put up for sale the good stuff. And if it sells, you get some money back. Cynthia paid $375 for junk removal and got $3,200 back. Would you like to know how she did it? Tune in to the Junk Refund Show with your host, Alan J. Cook, every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time to get the junk not only out of your home, but also out of your life.
Hey, welcome back to the Junk Refund Show. We do it every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and I am here at our church Thanksgiving Day dinner for anybody that just wants a place to come to have a nice Thanksgiving meal. And in the midst of this, I kind of walked down the hallway to do this show because I realized this morning that I'm going to be sitting here surrounded by some of the best people on the planet. Which brings me to Toby Christensen, who is sitting here next to me, who is the wife of Peter Christensen, who you just heard from. Toby has accepted the assignment recently to work with her husband and kind of oversee the work that goes on in the Washington, D.C. temple, which is a very big deal. It's a 3-year assignment. And we are thrilled that for whatever reason over the, I'm going to say 10 or 12 years or so that you folks have been here, that God just seems to keep reaching out and grabbing these people, and He won't let them go back to Colorado, which we're really thankful for. But I'll tell you one thing about Toby, and I'm just going to let her tell you something she's thankful for on Thanksgiving. We do a weekly Bible study class here at the church, and Toby and Peter were basically running the show for the last couple of years. And one of the great things we do is we make a meal available for people, and most of the time that gratitude for the meal would fall to Toby and for her work. She would bring casseroles of various kinds and feed a growing number of people. Right now it's like 40 to 50 people. And she would bring a casserole that she would not prepare unless it had 5,000 positive reviews. That's the word. Right. Is that right?
Right.
That's the word that I got. So you can imagine, we could do a whole show just on Toby's casseroles because there's a whole story there. But I love to be here when she's the cook because the casseroles are so fabulous. I've eaten them for weeks. Mm-hmm. But I want her to just take a moment, say hi to people, and just let you know something that she is thankful for.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Alan. This is a real blessing to be here. When I thought about what I was thankful for, I am thankful for challenges. One of my favorite stories on Thanksgiving is Corrie Ten Boom, who was a young girl that lived in Holland. And she and her family were Christian. And the war, World War II started, and the Jews were trying to hide, and their family built secret rooms in their home so that they could hide the Jews from being caught. And long story short, they were caught and put into prison, and they were able to sneak in, she and her sister, a Bible. And they were able to read the Bible in this Barracks 28. And the reason why they found out that they could have so much freedom in their barracks is because they had fleas in their barracks. And her sister Betsy had said, we have to thank God for everything because that's what it says in the Bible. Even though Corrie was not excited about the fleas, she said thank you to God for the fleas. And then she found out that that's why that they could, they were so free being able to read the Bible in their barracks is because of the fleas. So I am grateful for challenges.
Wow.
And that how we can become and grow and be a stronger person and closer to God.
That's a great point. It's called The Hiding Place, isn't it?
The Hiding Place, yes.
I love that.
Read it.
Thank you. Thank you. What a great suggestion. Thank you very much. Can you do me a favor?
Yes.
Tag any of the full-time missionaries out there.
Okay.
They should all know that. Just see if one companion can come in. And
perfect.
Thank you so much.
Hey, you bet.
God bless you for all you're doing. Thank you. Have a great day.
Okay.
So we have in this congregation, we have three sets of these young full-time missionaries who are here who always do such great work. And I wanted to see if we could tag some of them and have some of them come in and just tell you a little bit about what they're thankful for. These folks, I did this when I was 19, and these folks are voluntarily doing this for anywhere from 18 months to 2 years. They've been assigned to the Washington, D.C. area. They could be assigned to any place in the world. And it's my privilege to be able to work with them and do some fun stuff with them, as they come in and serve. And it's just great to be able to do this. So come on in, my man. Come on up here. Anywhere close to the phone is good.
Mm-hmm.
So I invited Toby to go grab some of the full-time missionaries and come in, but I also invited my buddy Eric, who is here with me, who is in a wheelchair and is one of the great examples of goodness in this congregation. Eric, tell everybody just a little bit about you and about your background.
My name is Eric Bahunde, and I was just converted like 1 year ago. Just 1 year now. December last year.
December.
Yeah, that's okay. When I got converted. And to be honest, from that time, my life has changed completely. I was lost, complete. I didn't have any direction. I didn't know anything. But I thank God for the light that came to me when I went to the church. And I didn't meet the missionary, but I went to the church. I saw people gathering over there, so I didn't know it is a church or some kind of NGO.
Yeah.
So I decided to pass and just question. When I went to request about what's going on over there, and that was my day of miracle. So it was divine arrangement and a divine direction. So when I went and met the bishop and the president over there in Tanzania, so he told me about everything about the church. Actually, he told me that God wants me, God will use me, and then two days after next day, they sent the missionary. And they started explaining about the gospel and about the prophet. And the real, from the moment I heard the news or the good news about the way of salvation, those books that they were teaching me, I felt like I need to really make a decision right away to be baptized. I felt peace and joy that I've never had it before. And from that time, my life has completely changed. So I'm grateful. First of all, I'm grateful to God because of the light and the restoration gospel that we have. And I thank God for the prophet, for the living prophet, for the guidance. So since that time, my life has been really completely changed because most of people, they say, how do you know more about the church? I think even the missionary always ask me, how do you know this much of the church? How do you know this? You know that, you know. But my secret is that from that time, I made my decision that I will be listening to all the talk from all the ones that have been. So every day, if you see me with a headphone, you know, there's nothing I'm listening to. I'm listening about the talk, or
just learn more.
Learn more and more and more. And the more I learn, the more I feel joy. I feel relief. I feel like I'm in heaven. And I thank God. When I came here, I didn't know about the temple. I thought the temple was something else. There, I've been living in DC for many years, but I never knew that this is the temple of God.
Yes.
Of our church. So, and I used to have a desire to go and ask about that temple.
Right.
So, but I got that opportunity. I went to the temple, and that was a life transformation because I felt heaven there.
We just had, just before you, in fact, I think it was Toby Christensen who came, you may have seen you. We just had Peter and Toby Christensen talking about, you know, what's going on over there in the temple, how much they enjoyed the presence of the temple. Now, folks, I got to tell you, if you were sitting here where I am, having heard what you just heard, you need to know a couple of things, a couple of basic things. Number one, Eric is sitting here in a wheelchair that is about table high. The bottom half of his right arm is missing. His right leg is missing just below the knee. His left leg is missing just below the hip. He's sitting here kind of moving the fingers of his left hand, because out of the 20 fingers and toes that he should have, he's got 5 to work with. And yet he's here telling you how grateful he is for what's happened to him in the last year. Now, that's the other side of the story, or the rest of the story that Paul Harvey would kind of tell you. And I just want to comment about this real quick, and you correct me if I get something wrong. Eric worked for an airline and was doing kind of working under the plane or near the plane, one of the plane's wheels, yes. And the tire exploded.
Yes, correct.
Right?
Correct.
And that was how long ago?
That was 2013 till now, like 12 years.
About 12 years ago. So 2013, a tire explodes on a commercial airliner, and Eric is left with one arm and half of the second arm, half of the right leg, and not much of his left leg. And yet this guy goes on being grateful for life and grateful for what God's done for him, which I think is fabulous. Is there anything else you want to say real quick about just anything else you're thankful for on Thanksgiving Day?
I just want to say I thank God for the gift of life. You know, most of the time we don't appreciate that we are living. So we always complain about many things that we miss. But I've learned through the apostle and through the prophet, that when you are grateful for little you have, that's how God will even bless you for more and give you the joy. So always we have to find what we have and thank God for that. So people, most of the time, I tell them that sometimes you're complaining, I don't have a shoe, I don't have a watch.
Yes.
And then you should thank God that you have at least a leg to put the shoe on.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank God
right.
that you have a hand to put your
watch on. You have a wrist to put your watch on.
What about if you don't have, what will you complain? You don't complain. You have to be positive all the way. So thank God for the teachings, the doctrine that I'm learning. They make me to, I know this is it's temporary, and then I have a future. My life is going to be better in eternal life. I receive eternal life. So that one keeps me joy. There's no reason why I should be down, why I should be discouraged when there's hope ahead of me. So I have hope. So I want everybody to take this into their heart. In this Thanksgiving, just find it. Even if you didn't have a turkey today, you can thank God for anything that you see there. Even if it's chicken, if it's beans, whatever it is, just thank God for that.
Thank you. That is beautifully said. Thank you so much. Could you grab the door for him, Elder? And thank you for coming in, Eric.
Thank you so much.
Our congregation's better off with you here. Pull up a chair, guys. And it's... I talked a little bit about you, not about you specifically, but about young missionaries out doing what they're doing. This is a radio show where we kind of talk about I have a junk removal business, how to get the junk out of your home and out of your garage, but also out of your life. Mm-hmm. And about a year ago, I had a couple of your compatriots come in, a set of elders and a set of sisters, and we talked about how come you guys are so happy when your whole week is about everybody else, not about you, right? Well, here are Elder Jones, Elder Strong, who are here working in our congregation. It's my privilege to have gotten to know them a little bit in the last little while. And I just want to have you guys just tell everybody just a little bit about each of you, where you're from, and then tell us something that you're each thankful for here on Thanksgiving Day.
So I'm Elder Jones from Rigby, Idaho. I enjoy being outdoors and stuff. I enjoy, you know, talking to other people and hanging out with my friends and family. And I'm really especially grateful to be out here in Washington, D.C. right now. But one thing that I'd say I'm grateful for this Thanksgiving is a book called The Book of Mormon. And I'm especially grateful for The Book of Mormon because it's given me a lot of peace and hope and clarity in my life. And for those of you that don't know what the Book of Mormon is, it's another set of scripture that we hold dear and true, that we believe to be the second witness of Jesus Christ. And we read the Bible and the Book of Mormon, and the Book of Mormon contains words of prophets, just like the Bible, and they both go along with each other to testify of Jesus Christ. And without the Book of Mormon, I don't know where I would be. Without the Bible, I don't know where I'd be. And I'm just so grateful for the Book of Mormon and the pure truths that it contains and the light and knowledge and hope that it brings into my life and that it brings into my family's life. And so that's definitely one thing that I'm grateful for today, and I'm thankful for God for giving that to us and allowing us to have that. But yeah, I'd say that's what I'm grateful for.
Great. He's also a great basketball player, rumor has it. He was humbly didn't talk about that, but some of his fellow missionaries have talked about how this kid kind of rules the court when he's on it. So good for you. Elder Strong, take it away.
I'm Elder Strong. I'm from West Jordan, Utah. I grew up just always kind of being active. I love sports, and I got really into welding in high school. So that was some of the things I loved. And I'm grateful to be serving the people of Washington, D.C., but I'm especially grateful for the gift of repentance. In high school, I made a lot of mistakes, was not living the best life, but, I've had the opportunity to have the gospel in my life, my whole life, and repentance has been something that's really, it's saved me. It's helped me to fix all the problems that have been in my life, or at least give me some guidance after what's happened, and it's helped me to turn my life around into a place where I'm able to feel happy and be full of joy, and I'm able to do something bigger than, you know, just sit by myself and be miserable. So I'm grateful for repentance.
That's well said. You are how old, Elder Strong?
19.
And Elder Jones?
19 as well.
So, and you've both been out, how long have you each been on your two-year missions?
Been out here for 14 months.
Been out for about a year.
Cool. I'm going to guess you went to high school at, I'm going to say Rigby High School, am I
yep.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You went to school at?
Copper Hills.
Copper Hills, okay. Awesome. I'm from Orem originally, and I used to play tennis against teams in Kearns and Murray, et cetera, but mm-hmm. Copper Hills, a new school, has come on the scene long after I was gone. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Thanks for all the good work that you do. And if you get a second, flag down either the sisters and see if they can come in. Do you know who Hanek is?
Yeah.
Or flag him down. I asked him to be on the show, too. Either the sisters or Hanek. See if you can send them down.
All right.
Okay? Thanks, you guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. So I've invited them to send down either the two young sister missionaries who are here. I'll give you a chance to hear from them. Or a guy named Hanek, who is here from Ethiopia, who I'm really interested to talk to because he's never had turkey until today, until about a half hour ago. And I'm just kind of dying to see what he thought of the meat and what he thinks of our Thanksgiving Day tradition here. But again, I'm just kind of randomly bringing people in here to tell you a little bit about what they're thankful for and give you a sense of the good people that are here and what they're like and how much fun it is to be around them. And while we're waiting for this next group to come in, whoever it'll be, we'll take a break right now real quick for about a minute. You're listening to the Junk Refund Show on bbsradio.com, and we're thrilled to have you here. We'll be back in about a minute with some more people who are grateful for whatever we will find out as they come in. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. You're here with the Junk Refund Show. We'll be back in just a minute.
Have you ever hired one of those expensive junk removal companies, then wondered what they did with the stuff? Especially the good stuff. At 1-800-JUNK-REFUND, we junk the junk. Recycle stuff like metal and wire. Donate items and get you receipts. And put up for sale the good stuff. And if it sells, you get some money back. Cynthia paid $375 for junk removal and got $3,200 back. Would you like to know how she did it? Tune in to the Junk Refund Show with your host, Alan J. Cook, every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time to get the junk not only out of your home, but also out of your life.
This is Alan Cook. Welcome back to the Junk Refund Show. This is a weekly radio show that I do with my business where I have a junk removal business and I go teach people how to get the stuff out of their living rooms and out of their garages and kind of simplify their life. But I also talk about how to get the junk out of your life, not just out of your home. And so that gives you a whole bunch of stuff you can talk about. So today, this morning, I realized, okay, it's Thanksgiving. What do I want to do for the show today? And I thought, well, I'm going to be down at the church. I'm just going to interview people and just ask them something that they're thankful for. Simple. So just tell everybody your names and where you're from and just one thing that you're thankful for. It's that simple.
I am Sister Skinner, and I'm from Seattle, Washington. And I am very grateful for technology that allows us to communicate.
Very good.
I'm Sister Barclay. I'm from Boise, Idaho.
Yep.
And I have to say I am very grateful for music. It provides so much peace and comfort in my life.
Are you a musician yourself?
I enjoy singing. Yep. I am in a lot of choirs. I also love listening to piano music. I wish I could say I'm proficient at playing, but I'm not.
But you love to sing. Are you soprano or an alto?
I'm actually both.
Are you really?
Yeah.
So you have pretty good range.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a first tenor.
Wow, that's a good one.
Yeah, they like tenors because mm-hmm. we're a little bit rare sometimes.
Yes, you are.
Can you? I know there's a lot you could say. You've been out on your missions how long, each of you?
I've been out for 5 months.
5 months?
I've been out for 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
2 weeks
in the air set.
Oh, okay, okay. And is there anything else that, in terms of just, I'll ask you a question I asked some other sister missionaries about a year ago on this show. And the question was, and it was one of the most listened to episodes that we've done, and I pointed out to them that you spend probably 60 hours a week, approximately, mm-hmm. helping people. You're not being paid financially for this. You could be home going to school, dating, doing whatever else, you know, furthering your careers, you can all this kind of stuff. But instead, you voluntarily chose to come out and basically put your name in your hat, your name in the hat, and then they can send you wherever they want to send you, any place in the world, and they sent you to Washington, D.C., right?
Yeah.
Is there, if someone were to ask you folks, why are you so happy, given that your whole life is not about you, it's about everybody else, what would you say or how would you explain? Because you are happy people, and you serve people as much as anybody I know. What's the magic that's there? Why are you so happy doing what you're doing when you're not out? Like, I think it's 18 million college kids are in the United States right now. You guys are the exception. Why are you so happy?
I think it's because it's so fulfilling to see other people happy and sharing the joy and the peace that comes from knowing Jesus Christ makes other people happy, and it brings peace to their life. And there's so many people that we interact with every day that are going through really, really hard things. Things harder than I've experienced in my life, and getting to see them find relief in knowing that there's a savior for each one of them, it brings me joy to see that. And so I think there's nothing better I could be doing with my time than with bringing those feelings to people who don't already know about it.
And Jesus Christ is at the center of that, it sounds like.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I also find that as soon as I put this tag on saying my name, Sister Barclay, and seeing Jesus Christ being the same size as my name, it shows how I am working with him in this goal. I am helping him. It's almost like being with him while we get to talk to people, while we get to serve people, because he's just as much in the work as we are. And so part of the blessing of wearing this tag is sharing this gospel and the joys that we felt from it personally, because I don't know where I would be without this gospel. This is the most joy and the most, like, this is a church of joy. All about it is joy. Everything about it is peace, comfort, love. It's just something I really, really appreciate. It's something that I feel a lot when I'm listening to music. The same feelings I have while listening to music is the same feelings I feel at church, especially since I get to wear this tag. It's a wonderful blessing.
That's really well said. And when I was 19, 20, I was doing what you folks are doing. And in the 40 years or something since then, no one has ever pointed out to me, and I've seen hundreds of name tags, nobody has ever pointed out to me that your name and Jesus' name are the same size font on your name tag. I never realized that. That's a great point. And if you're not sure what tags I'm talking about, just Google, you know, the Book of Mormon on Broadway or something, or the Book of Mormon, and see these missionaries, and you'll see the black name tags on their left shoulder, so to speak, which is exactly what she's talking about. God bless you folks. I get to work with these folks on a regular basis every week, and so I know them pretty well, and I know what they're going through because I've been there myself. But they deserve all the credit in the world and all the thanks, especially on Thanksgiving Day, in the world for what they do, because they're simply trying to make other people or help other people be happier through things that are making them happy, right?
Yeah.
You guys are the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. If my buddy from Australia is still here, see if he can come in. And if you can't, do you know who Hanuk is?
Mm-hmm.
I invited him to be on the show, too. Hanuk or the other elders would be great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work. So this is really a lot of fun because I don't know what these folks are going to say. I just invited them to come in and say something that they're grateful for on Thanksgiving Day. And I'm trying to give you a good kind of round, around the clock, around the cultural hall sample of who's here and some of the things that they're thankful for on Thanksgiving Day. It's really a lot of fun. So I hope you're having some Thanksgiving Day turkey and stuffing and cranberries and fruit salad and especially mashed potatoes and pumpkin pie and all those wonderful things that Thanksgiving is known for. And an invitation that I'll just give to you is take a moment and thank God for your blessings. There are times where good things can happen in a Bible, for example, and bad things can happen in a Bible. And the one person that's got control of the whole thing and can call all the shots is our Father up in heaven, or God, as we like to refer to him as. I invite you to just take a moment today, if you haven't done this in a while, and just start to make a list of things that you're grateful for. Remember this guest that was here just a few minutes ago, Eric, has got his left arm in place with his thumb and his four fingers, but that's it. That's it for his extremities. And yet he comes in here in a wheelchair and talks about how grateful he is for life. Now, there's a really good perspective, and I think it's terrific, and I applaud the focus that these folks have. Come on in, guys. I am delighted to have another set of three young missionaries, three good-looking, sharp young missionaries who are here. And the sister missionaries were just in here ahead of you, and a few groups before that, the other set of elders were here. I just want you to tell everybody your names, where you're from, and one thing that you're thankful for on Thanksgiving Day. I don't care who starts.
I can go. All right, so my name is Elder Maiden. I am from Brisbane, Australia, and I'm so thankful that I get to experience Thanksgiving. We don't have Thanksgiving back home, so I'm grateful I get to be in D.C. for it.
Great to have you here.
I'm Elder Boyack. I'm from Harriman, Utah. I'm thankful for cars that we're able to travel around, and even if there's a ton of traffic, we're still able to drive.
We're not on horseback.
Yeah.
Do you like to work on cars? Is that a hobby of yours or anything? You're just thankful for cars?
Just thankful for the fast travel.
Yeah, I'm like jets. Your cars are jets to me. I appreciate being able to travel quickly and get around. That's right. Elder Wild.
Elder Wild. I'm from Riverton, Utah, and I'm thankful for my parents and all the sacrifices they've made for me.
Do you have, each of you have siblings that have also served missions like you're doing?
I'm the first.
You're the first?
I'm the first.
Are you the oldest in your family?
I got two older siblings.
Okay.
And a younger sibling.
Okay.
I have two older brothers who served.
Okay. Where did they go?
Washington, Federal Way.
Yep.
And then Brazil, Rio de Janeiro.
Nice. Nice.
Hi. I had an older sister serve in the Hamilton, New Zealand mission. Had an older brother serve in France, Lyon. I had another brother serve in Buenos Aires, Argentina.
Wow. Good for you. These guys are just awesome young men who, like the sister missionaries who were just here, have kind of put their schooling, their careers, their dating life, anything else the college students are basically involved in, on hold while they come out for 2 years to help other people learn more about what makes them so happy. I'm going to ask you the same question I asked the sister missionaries, which was, why are you guys so happy, given that you work about 60 hours a week, there's no financial paycheck that you get, you do this for 2 years, and it's all about other people. It's not about you. It's all about, you know,
I know I'm preaching to the choir here, but you're spending your time helping other people all the time, right? Why are you so happy? Because you are really happy people.
That's a great question. I think for me, it's because everything that we do is about bringing joy to people. And because we get to experience the idea of joy all day, every day, everything we focus on is just helping people be happy and have joy. It makes us happy because we're just sharing joy with everyone.
Sister Boyack was just in here, and she called it the Church of Joy.
Mm.
She almost said exactly what you just said. It's all about joy. That's amazing. Anything else? Go ahead.
I was going to say joy, too.
But, oh, you can say that. Here, go ahead.
Just like teaching people, just helping them grow closer to a God who loves them, and just like letting them know that there is more than just like how sad the world can be in life, because there's duality in it. There's sadness, sorrow, but there's also joy and happiness. We have high highs and low lows, but that's why we're here, to experience both and to learn.
Well said.
For me, it's the opportunity to bring joy to people's lives. We, as missionaries, it's not us changing their lives, but we have the message that can change people's lives. And each time we meet with them and help them grow closer to Jesus Christ, they're happier and happier and happier each time we see them.
That's very good. I got to thank you. I have the privilege of working with these young missionaries on a regular basis every week, and it's really fun for me as a former young missionary to see them in action, to hear their testimonies, to just watch what they do, and to be able to associate with them. Elder, I want to make sure I pronounce it. I want to say, you say your last name first.
Maida.
Maida. Say it again.
Maida.
Maida.
Yeah.
It's spelled M-A-I-R-E, but it's pronounced Maida.
Yeah.
Like M-Y-D-A.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Pretty much like that. Okay. Yeah. The flight from Brisbane to Dallas, I think, is 16 hours, and from Dallas to Washington, D.C. is another 3. 19 to 20-hour flight that you'll be on one of these days going back to Brisbane. Am I right?
Yep.
That's halfway across the world.
It's literally the other side of the world.
It's the other side of the world. And it just goes to show you the extent that some of these folks will go to go out and do what God wants them to do. And like I said, joy is the first number one word that's come out of you folks today, and I love that. Thank you so much. Do you know who Hanek is?
Yeah.
Can you go, if he's still here, grab him and see if he'll come in here for a few minutes?
Yeah.
To kind of wrap up this show. Thanks so much, you guys.
Thank you.
We love you. You do great work.
Try.
Go get some more pumpkin pie. So I'm trying to get a guy named Hanek who is from Ethiopia. I'm hoping we can get him in here to kind of wrap up the show, because this guy has never had turkey in his life. And I'm dying to find out what he thought about it. I followed him through the line to get some food before I came in here to start. And
I must
I'm just
say,
really excited.
You are amazing. You are amazing. You actually sing to my heart.
Oh, isn't that nice?
You sing to my heart.
You heard me say I'm a first tenor.
I've heard every one of your shows, of course, because
no,
I'm Don. I'm the, you know, I'm at the back.
You're the guy.
End, but I've heard every one of your shows, and you sing to my heart.
Well, thank you. Thank you. That's wonderful. Did he leave? Okay.
You're more than wonderful. I'm going to let you just keep going, but I just... Oh, I had to break into your audience, and I wanted to be a part of your audience and a part of your show, and I wanted to say I love you very
thank
much.
You.
And
I thank you.
Profusely.
Thank you. That's really, really you run this, baby. You can interrupt this show anytime you want to, my friend. Seriously, anytime. Is there anything else you want to say from Texas, which is, I assume, is where you are right now, on Thanksgiving Day. Just anything else that you're thankful for?
I'm thankful for you. I truly am. I'm thankful for you. You know, there are so few people in this world that I can truly count on. Count on.
That's nice. Yeah, that's nice.
To be, I guess, a pillar of humanity and faith and strength and love. And
thank you. That's
you,
really
you,
nice.
you have epitomized that for me. And, oh gosh, I just being a part of your show and listening to it and being able to be a producer, which doesn't take much, but just being a part of it is just everything to me. And I thank you.
Oh, aren't you kind?
From the bottom of my heart. Alan, from the bottom of my heart, you are a man who, to me, I want to be you. I want to be the kind of person that makes that ideal come true. And I thank you. I really
mean it. Oh, you're so welcome. Those are very kind words. And I'm able to do this show thanks to you guys and your network and BBS Radio.
Oh, to be honest.
It's a joy.
You know, you've given us the joy.
Oh, thank you.
To be honest, you could be on any network. You've given us the joy.
Thank you. That's very kind.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your amazing brother as well.
I appreciate that, and I will absolutely enjoy a little turkey.
Good ending. Way to go. And with that, folks, we're going to wrap up this. Thank you so much, Don. That's really kind. And we're going to wrap up the show for this week. And I'm going to go back around the corner, back into our gymnasium here at the church, and get some more pumpkin pie, which I hope to God is still there. But I'll bet it will be. Thanks for listening. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. You're on the Junk Refund Show. We'll be back next Thursday at 3 o'clock Eastern. We love all of you, and have a great Thanksgiving. Thanks again, Don, for your kind words.
Thank you for listening to the Junk Refund Show, the longest-running junk removal radio show on the air. Join us next week as we discuss innovative ways to declutter your home, your business, and your life using 20 years of junk removal experience. Find out why we give out free ice cream gift cards to our clients, too. In upcoming shows, we will explore how to get the junk out of your relationships, your spiritual life, your waistline, even your travel life. Plus, call in with questions and situations you would like some help with. At 1-800-JUNK-REFUND, we are committed to bringing the next generation of junk removal, because not all junk is junk. See you next week on the Junk Refund Show, every Thursday afternoons at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on BBS Radio TV.